Welcome back to the Soul Lounge Spotlight. This week, we're vibing with one of the most popular female artists of the 2000s, Ashanti. By 2003, 23-year-old Ashanti was official. She had a Grammy, a multi-platinum album, both under her belt, and there was no stopping her. One of the things that made Ashanti so popular was her irresistible blend of chill and edge. She could belt out a love song for the ladies and then bring the fire on a hip-hop hook. She and Ja Rule lit up the charts every time they worked together. Check this out. Here's Ja Rule and Ashanti with Mesmerize.
Yeah. What up, ma? How you been? Yeah, I know. It's all good. Girl, don't stare those eyes. You with your skirt on the back street in the backseat of the Yukon. What's taking so long? I'm getting anxious, but patiently waiting for you to tell him to move on. Between me and you, we can find each other flying abroad in my private G2. I ain't trying to cheer you, but I'm trying to see you bend over. You know how we do it, beat the shows, bring heat to cold. It's like so ferocious, like it's super moving. The game is potent, cause in the bed, you go hard like Jordan. Sweat pouring, loving the way you be moaning. Gripping the sheets, looking at me, thinking at me. Cause every woman just wanna be happy. And it's crazy, but baby, I
love it when I'm with you, baby.
Girl, don't stare those eyes.
Smile,
smile.
Love it when you kiss me.
you know, you throw some chips. Ain't none of these niggas real like us. You understand? And yes, sir, we here to stay. Right now, let's get into this motherfucker. You understand?
A little over a year after her first album dropped, Ashanti released her sophomore project, Chapter 2. Right about the time it hit stores, the CEO of her label was under investigation by the FBI and in a major beef with 50 Cent's G-Unit Records. But that didn't stop the album from selling 1.5 million copies and entering the album chart at number one. Here's Ashanti with Rock With Ya, Oh Baby, on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
I'm looking in the mirror.
selected from Ashanti's 2003 album Chapter 2. That was Rain on Me. The visual for that song, described as a mini-movie music video, featured Ashanti in an abusive relationship and as a result called attention to the issue of domestic violence. Ashanti released the song on a $5 mini disc and donated the proceeds to supporting the victims of domestic violence. As 2004 came to a close, Ashanti's label was at odds with Def Jam, and the support she'd become accustomed to just wasn't there. The release of her third album, Concrete Rose, was met with mixed reviews. The album rose to number 7 on the charts, and when it was time to release a video for the first single, Don't Let Them, Ashanti was forced to bankroll the production. If one is to search for a silver lining in the hands-off approach to the promotion of Concrete Rose, it could be that Ashanti was free to release her favorite songs as singles. Here's Don't Let Them on the Soul Lounge Spotlight featuring Ashanti.
Yeah.
After the release of Concrete Rose, Ashanti took a break from recording. Her label was in shambles, and that appeared to be affecting her record sales. For the next 3 years, Ashanti concentrated on her budding acting career. She appeared in 3 motion pictures and landed a number of television guest appearances. Ashanti was determined to show the world she was an all-around entertainer. In 2008, Ashanti went back into the studio and that summer released The Declaration. The album failed to break 100,000 units sold its first week, making it her worst performing opening week ever. This album would turn out to be her last for Murder, Inc. Soon after it was released, Irv Gotti announced he was releasing Ashanti from her contract. The first single from the album was written by Ashanti, and it's a song about love, passion, and pain. This is The Way That I Love You on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. Released from her contract, Ashanti focused her attention on her acting career. She was also in a long-time relationship with Nelly, and there were rumors around that time that the two of them were planning to make it official. Unfortunately, the relationship ended in 2012, and that same year, Ashanti announced she was back in the studio and planning to release an album soon. However, it would be more than 2 years before Braveheart hit the stores. Ashanti revealed the album was inspired by the movie of the same name. The story of an underfunded army up against a superpower reminded her of her fight as an independent artist up against a major label. Although the album didn't do as well as expected, Ashanti is still doing her thing, performing in sold-out venues for fans who want to be transported back to the 2000s when she dominated the airwaves and the charts. Now, before I leave you with a cut from Ashanti's most recent album, I just want to thank you for joining me once again and to remind you, if you have an artist that you'd like to hear featured on the Soul Lounge Spotlight, drop me a line via social media. I'm at VOA Lady DJ 1 on Facebook. Until then, darlings, take care of yourselves and, most importantly, each other. Peace.